Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Melanie C. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Tuesday, July 7th, 2020, and this is a 10 a.m. Eastern Time Big Book Study meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book. We're in the foreword to the second edition on page XVI. We're going to unpack today paragraph 1, and that begins with, prior to his journey to Akron, and ends with the alcoholic turned out to be the Akron physician. Today's readers are the 12 steps, Rhonda R., the 12 traditions, Laura R., and reading the text today in support is KP, Kathleen O., Don O., Leah S. for greeting newcomers and getting sponsor contact info, and Leslie M. to give announcements at the very end of this meeting at the top of the hour. The share ID numbers for this meeting's yesterday 10 a.m. Eastern Time Big Book Study meeting, that would be for Monday, July 6, 2020, is 14927, 14,927. And then the 7 a.m. Eastern Time Big Book Study meeting that happened just an hour or so ago on July 7th, 2020, Tuesday, 14932, 14,932, the OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Rhonda R. to please read the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous.
Good morning, Melanie. This is Rhonda R. in Atlanta. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me be of service.
Thank you, Rhonda R. I will now ask Laura R. to please read the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous.
Good morning, Melanie. This is Laura R., grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Colorado. And these are the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself and our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants, they do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you, and I pass.
Thank you very much, Laura R. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to remute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting and a quiet recording, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. And I would like to note here, this is a star 1 key function only on your phone, not just the self-muting on your own private phone, so that we can prevent the interference. Today we resume our study of the Big Book. We're in the foreword to the second edition. We're on page XVI in the fourth edition. And we're going to be unpacking today paragraph 1, which begins with prior to his journey to Akron and ends with the alcoholic turned out to be the Akron physician. And I'll ask KP to open up this discussion today by reading that paragraph and then commenting for 3 minutes. Good morning, Kay.
Good morning. My name is KP, gratefully recovered for today. I'm from Malden. That's a small town close to Greenville, South Carolina. Prior to his journey to Akron, the broker had worked hard with many alcoholics on the theory that only an alcoholic could help an alcoholic, but he had succeeded only in keeping sober himself. The broker had gone to Akron on a business venture which had collapsed, leaving him greatly in fear that he might start drinking again. He suddenly realized that in order to save himself, he must carry his message to another alcoholic. That alcoholic turned out to be the Akron physician. Okay, as we all know, unless you're a very newcomer, we're talking about Bill W. in the first part of this, and the Akron physician is Dr. Bob. The points that stand out to me are that only an alcoholic could help an alcoholic, but he had succeeded only in keeping sober himself. I've been in this program for 2 years, getting ready to start my third year. And I have yet to have a sponsee get through the steps. And I had been beating myself up about that, asking people who know and have more experience than me, what can I do? And I'm getting the same answers. Share my personal experience, which is an alcoholic helping another alcoholic. And share the Big Book and the steps. And there's really nothing else to do. and I have felt like I wasn't a good sponsor, and I think I needed to hear this morning. And of course, this is the third time this morning, third meeting that I've heard this in, but it really hit home with me. I have definitely succeeded in keeping myself sober by trying to help others. But I also hear myself say, I. The most important thing that I have to do in this program is put my information out there, but turn whatever happens over to higher power, because I can't make anybody recover. I would love to be able to, and I would love to get everybody I know recovered that needs this program. But that's not up to me. And I sat here and thought about it all morning this morning. And I have to accept it isn't all about me. I have to do the work by talking to another compulsive overeater, taking the message, sharing my strength, hope, and I think I lost my word there, but I'm sure experience. And I have to trust that God will do God's part. And if they're ready, they'll recover, whether it's me, somebody else, or whether they would do it on their own, which I think would be really hard, but I'm sure it's possible. These guys do it. When Bill realized he had, I'm sorry, did you say time?
Yeah, I did, uh-huh.
Okay, I'm sorry, I will pass. I was talking more than I realized. I will pass, thank you.
Thank you, Kay. Appreciate you getting it started. Now it's open for additional comments on paragraph 1 in the forward to the second edition on page XVI, fourth edition, and it starts with prior to his journey to Akron. And although we do value your experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might be able to share their experience too. So if you would give me your first name, the first initial of your last name, I'll take up a line up here to share on that paragraph.
Larry G.
Larry G.
Elaine B.
Elaine B.
Donna B.
Donna B.
Kathleen O.
Kathleen O.
Audrey M.P.
Audrey M.P.
Thank you.
Margaret. Margaret N.
Margaret N. Let's stop with that. Thanks. That works out really nicely. Okay, we'll catch some more later. So we have Larry G., Elaine B., Donna B., Kathleen O., Audrey M.P., and Margaret M. Larry, you're up first for 3 minutes, and then let's see. Elaine will follow you.
Larry G., recovering compulsive eater from Northern California. Thank you for kicking that off. That was... I'm so inspired every morning that I'm on this call when we talk about one paragraph, focus on one paragraph, the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. I want to give testimony to somebody who has gone through steps 5, 6, 7 times over your Anonymous, but has been a chronic relapser. And now that I've got 53 days in this program, things are becoming clear to me. Each time I relapse, I was really one of the best OAs in surrender. But that surrender has a short shelf life. And good people have helped me in OA. But that surrender did not continue with commencing to help other compulsive eaters. Like the speaker, I didn't have much success sponsoring people and getting them through the steps in OA. Now, I want to say that every single one of those men who took me through the steps and the entire experience of OA has helped me to get to where I am today, where I have 52 days of the most incredible absence that I've ever had in the last 20 years. And so I think the difference was this. I did go through the steps thoroughly, but what I didn't do is I didn't ever see myself as a alcoholic. I always saw myself as a normal eater or even a problem eater that could stop when he wanted to. And so I never got to the place where I commenced to help other people. And the second thing I observed that has given me so much inspiration, strength, is working out of the big book with my sponsor, going through the paragraph by paragraph with a vision for you. It is powerful. I'm a recovering alcoholic. I've got successful 39 years of back-to-back sobriety. I have never taken a cork and sniffed the cork because I have worked the program out of the big book. I have surrendered. I see myself as an alcoholic, and I have worked with a lot of other alcoholics, all of which was missing in my last 20 years of Overeaters Anonymous. So I am somebody who has gone through steps, but powerless because I wasn't doing those things. Thank you so much. I pass.
Thank you so much, Larry G. Elaine B., your 3 minutes for now, and then Donna will follow you.
Thank you so much, Melanie, and everybody on the line doing service. And thank you, Bill W. and Dr. Bob. Wow, oh, wow, these two guys, this little adventure changed our life, beginning of this little chip of a book that we have in our hands. It's transforming lives one day at a time. Did I say Elaine B. recovered in Massachusetts? Very happy to be here. Akron, okay. Broker had gone to Akron on a business venture which had collapsed, leaving him greatly in fear that he might start drinking again. What kind of things happen in your life? Once you get all set and stable and you think you got it, that just don't work out the way that you wanted it to. You know, is it a cancer diagnosis? Is it marriage problems? Is it problems with your kids? Is it COVID-19? Is it the loss of a loved one? Is it a positive diagnosis? What is it that can come crashing down on us? Oh, my gosh, it's really, really difficult. This guy tried and tried and tried with different people, and he did not get them to recovery, but he stayed sober for 6 months. I mean, yeah. And so he realized that carrying the message would save the day. This makes me think of working with others. The opening paragraph, it says, nothing will so much ensure immunity from drinking as intensive work with other alcoholics. I've heard a lot of people who say, I haven't sponsored, I didn't sponsor. What happened? I got back in. You know, I've had sponsees that didn't go out. They didn't start sponsoring. What happened? Got back in the food. But there's some other promises here in that same, in the very next paragraph of working with others, to watch people recover, to see them help others, to watch loneliness vanish, to see a fellowship growth about you, to have a host of friends. It's an experience you must not miss. We know you won't want to miss it. Frequent contact with newcomers and each other is the bright spot of our lives. Just like this meeting. That's why there's three of them every day. Isn't it a blast? You know, I've already heard somebody say, well, this is my third meeting today. Boy, it's so great being with you people. And, you know, if we carry this message, it's the best way. Bringing somebody through the steps, we get to go through it ourselves by learning and reading and seeing what their insights are. Boy, when this guy left Akron, Ohio, they made something happen there in Akron, Ohio, but when he came back home, he started a fellowship also. And his house is still in a memorial today where people go because of the thousands and thousands and maybe millions of lives that have been touched by the clear-cut instructions in this book. If you haven't started, please start. If you have started and you haven't continued, please start again. And welcome, everyone. With that, I pass.
Thank you, Elaine B. Donna B., you're next for 3 minutes, and then Kathleen O. will follow you.
Thank you. Good morning. This is Donna B., recovered compulsive overeater and bulimic in Denver, Colorado. Really grateful to be live on the phone with all of you this morning. I have the sentence, he suddenly realized that in order to save himself, he must carry this message to another alcoholic. I have it underlined and highlighted, and then I have under the word must, like a million underlines, like it's so underlined underneath it. It tells me I must carry this message to another alcoholic. As a sponsor, I think there's a part of me that, you know, wants my sponsees to like me and wants to have a loving, open, compassionate relationship with my sponsees, and I'm tentative to upset them or or be too authoritarian. So when the questions begin as we approach step 12, you know, do you think I'm ready to sponsor? Do you think I'll be a good sponsor? Are you sure I can sponsor? I don't know how to sponsor. I'll never be like you. It'll never sound the same when it comes out from me. This is when I really, really have to ask God to set aside my desire to please other people and to make it absolutely clear that this is a directive. The Big Book tells us that we must carry this message to another compulsive overeater. So this is not the time for me to be like, well, we can try it this way or that way, but rather to say, it's time. And I've heard somebody share before the comment that if you're scared to sponsor, you really should be more scared not to sponsor. And this is a 12-step program. And if I'm not working with other people, I'm only working 11 steps. And there is nobody who, or evidence in the Big Book or experience that I've heard from others that have ever said to me, 11 steps are sufficient to remain sober and abstinent. During this period of COVID, I'll admit it has been more challenging for me to have the experience of meeting newcomers. I used to get to my face-to-face meeting early. I used to hang out at my face-to-face meeting later. I hear time. And so this is an opportunity to be creative, to carry the new message despite the challenges that we face. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Donna. That's Donna B. Next up is Kathleen O. and then Audrey M.P. Kathleen O., 3 minutes for
you. Good morning, Melanie. Thank you. This is Kathleen O., recovered in Northern California. Prior to his journey to Akron, the broker Bill Wilson had worked hard with many alcoholics on the theory that only an alcoholic could help an alcoholic. And I think the reason I was attracted to this 12-step program was because I sat in a room and for the first time ever, I heard people who had the same symptoms I had around food, the same behavior I had around food, not being able to stop once I started, crazy, insane food behaviors, you know, ordering food like I was going to be ordering for four people and I was only ordering for myself to go food, not in a restaurant. And so I agree with Bill W. I think only a compulsive overeater can help another compulsive eater hear this message of depth and weight. You know, frothy emotional appeal certainly never worked for me, and this did. So go figure. Bill W. helped many alcoholics, but succeeded in only keeping himself sober. This paragraph tells me that fellowship is at the heart of the 12 steps. This isn't a religious dogma. You know, we find a power greater than ourselves, and we help other people suffering from this seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. And when I'm helping others, just like Bill W., I'm ultimately helping myself. I don't go in with that intention, but that's what it ends up being. Because I have to tell you, frequently when I'm helping others, they actually end up helping me more. And Bill W. realized in order to save himself, he must carry this message to another alcoholic. And there's that wonderful word, must. I remember when I first started reading the Big Book, my sponsor asked me to underline all the musts. And I think there's over 100 of them. And the definition of must is obliged to something that should not be overlooked or missed. And truly, we don't want to miss carrying this message to another compulsive overeater. For me, that was my ticket to recovery. And working with others keeps my program strong. Helping someone in need is truly vital to my abstinence and recovery. And, you know, I look at it this way. We can't receive love if we can't give love. And maybe it's the law of the universe, but it also seems that people who have the most money, they share their money. They give money back. They give money and it comes back. So it's kind of the same theory here, you know. It goes to say that the more we share our recovery, the more we're going to stay recovered. And that happens even if the people we're helping don't recover themselves. So, you know, Bill W. and Dr. Bob, they didn't have much faith in a traditional religious God, but they found a higher power of their understanding that relieved them from their drink problem. This works for me. It can work for you, too. Work the steps. Carry the message. Your life is going to be better than anything you ever imagined. Happy, joyous, and free, and the promises do come true. Thank you, Melanie. I pass.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, Kathleen O. Audrey M.P., you're up for three. And then Margaret will follow you, Margaret M.
Good morning.
And then after Margaret, we're going to open up the lines for additional comments on that paragraph so you all can get ready. It's the forward to the second edition in the fourth edition, page XVI. That's a Roman numeral. We're unpacking the first paragraph prior to his journey to Akron. Hey, good morning, Audrey. You're ready to go.
Good morning. I'm ready to go. Good morning, Team Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Melanie C., for the order and for everyone's service to the meeting and to everyone who's already shared. I really appreciate being in the infinite front row. I'm a come in late, leave early kind of overeater with this vision work. And I'm a compulsive overeater and a recovered bulimic, and I say that because I still struggle with the food, and I'm on day two of a recommitted food plan and behavioral plan. I have been working the steps diligently since the LAOA birthday party with my vision sponsor, and, you know, I'm on strict command not to sponsor anyone until we're done with the 12 steps, and we're about a third way through step 12. We have questions. We talk every day. I love it. I can't wait to get to this other turning point in my recovery where I can reach out and help others. I'm trying to get on the train. I have a commitment on Friday mornings at 4 a.m. Good Lord. I just want to get better. You know, I really just want to get better. And I love what I heard about the word must. And I'm reading my book off my app on the phone. And if you put in the word must, it'll tell you where it shows up and how many times. I didn't sleep well last night, so I didn't really have to go on a business venture that collapsed. I didn't sleep well last night, and that leaves me in great fear of eating, you know, more than I need today. And so I'm going to stay close, and I also have a 100-pound phone because we're not face-to-face and we don't see each other. I'm having a really tricky time making outreach calls and doing my 10th step. And I'm just saying that out loud because maybe God will hear me or I'll hear me. And maybe I can have a little more courage today to change the things I can. And for that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Audrey M.P. Next up is Margaret M., and then we're going to get ready for a few more. Good morning, Margaret.
Well, good morning, everyone. And thank each person on this line, from the everyone helping run this meeting to those quietly listening. I appreciate you all. I am Margaret Ann from Loomis, California. I'm a compulsive overeater, and I've been food sober for 14 days, and I am incredibly grateful. And I was so tickled to pick up this meeting again at the first page of this book. And so here we are. I'm just struck by the humility in this paragraph. It is a humbling experience to give everything I have to someone and then not be able to take it, not be ready to pick it up, not be in a place where they can put the food down too. And it's humbling. And it also reminds me that no one has to follow my script. And if I have a script, I'm not in humility. And really the only script there is God's script. And the best I can do is share my experience, strength, and hope. And share how I've strengthened and broadened my connection with my higher power, and hope that it just has a ripple effect to whoever I come in contact with. And I'm not sponsoring, but I know that because I've had it happen to me. Sometimes the smallest things can make a huge change in someone's life, in someone's perception of themselves, and in sparking a hope that, you know, that they too can have freedom from obsession. And so it's so important. It's part of doing God's work is to keep working with others and to keep myself in fit spiritual condition, to be the best servant I can of Him. And it's just, this program is humbling. I will just say that. It's and thank goodness, because it gets me out of myself. There's no humbleness when there's ego. So I just really appreciate this meeting. I'm so grateful for my 2 weeks of being food sober, and I thank you all. I pass.
Thank you very much, Margaret M. Just wanted to say again gently that we do respect and cherish everyone's voice here and the experience that comes along this line. However, if you have shared in the last 3 days, we'd ask that you would just kind of step back so others' voices can be heard. Appreciate that very much. And I'll grab a few names. First name, first initial will be last name.
Lisa G.
France.
Sherry KB. Lisa G. Sherry. France. And then Sherry KB. And
Scott,
let's
R.
go again. Scott R.
Kathy Z.
Kathy Z.
Yeah.
Is that what I'm hearing? Kathy Z like zebra? Okay.
Yes, maybe.
Okay, let's go with that many and see what happens with time after that. So far I have Lisa G., France, and Sherry KB, Scott R., and Kathy G. And then I'll open it up if I can find there's some more time. We'll see if we can squeeze some out. Hey, Lisa, it's your turn.
Hey, Mel, thanks. This is Lisa G. from Texas. I just want to say quickly that I haven't had the opportunity to sponsor yet in this program, but the phone calls that I've had were maybe somebody was doing worse than me that day. You know, they've told me that I helped them. And then on the days when I talk to somebody that's doing worse than me that day, you know, having a lot of feelings or whatever. I just said that. If I'm doing worse, then they help me. Maybe they're not ready to sponsor. So I don't know. I don't have the book right in front of me, but I don't think it says in there sponsor. It just says, you know, we have to carry the message. And so even if I'm not sponsoring, I can carry the message, whether it's that I'm abstinent or not, whether it's that I'm working the steps or not. You know, it's wherever I am or wherever you are in the program, it helps us because it either shows us what we can be or it shows us what we were. And it's all really, really valuable. That's it. Lisa G. from Texas, I pass.
Thank you, Lisa G. Up next is France N. and then Sherry KB.
This is France. Am I being heard?
You are. Come on, I'll let you know.
Okay. All right. This is France N. living in William, Alabama, originally from New York. I love this paragraph. It gives me so much to be grateful for. In step 12, I have to remember that it says we try to carry this message to alcoholics, for us compulsive overeaters. And trying for me is about action. Nobody's going to come knocking at my door. And in our trying times right now, it's hard to see people at face-to-face meetings. But just getting on the line and announcing ourselves as available sponsors, calling newcomers, we're taking the action. And that's what I see Bill doing. He made the choice. He knew he was on shaky ground, and he picked up that church directory And that was, to me, so divinely inspired. He chose to listen to his higher power and take the next right action. You know, it's like the salesman. He keeps going, knocking on the doors, and eventually he's going to find somebody that's going to buy his goods. So I'm very, very grateful for this program and for everyone's service. Everyone have a good day. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, France. That's France. And Sherry KB, your 3 minutes are coming on now. And then Scott R. will follow you.
Good morning, Melanie. Good morning, everybody. It's Sherry KB in Northern California. Very grateful, recovered compulsive overeater. Thanks so much for your service, Melanie, and everybody on the line. And thank you, Team Tuesday, and welcome, newcomers. I really like this paragraph a lot because it gives me great instruction. It's telling me that as a compulsive overeater, I can really help another compulsive overeater. It's also telling me that there's a story about Bill that he used to go into bars and pull alcoholics right off the stool and said, I'm going to go help you. And he wasn't very successful with that. And I remember I heard the story that Lois, his wife, said, Bill, you know what, you're keeping yourself sober. Something will happen. Just keep staying sober, and you will find another alcoholic to help. Well, he was in dire straits because he had just lost a business adventure, and he was really worried he was going to drink, which I'm sure with everything that's going on, people are worried they're going to eat. And, you know, working with another compulsive overeater is going to save the day. I know that for me, when I get out of myself, that if something's bothering me or I have a sponsee that calls, there can be total pandemonium going on at my house. And the minute I have that call, it totally takes me out of myself. It gets me in the book. It helps me to work with another compulsive overeater. And it does save the day. It really does. I can remember stuff happening at home and looking so forward to when my person was going to call me so I could get in the book. And I really believe that. And it talks about that on page 15 in Bill's story. It said at times that he was plagued by waves of self-pity and resentment, and there was times that nearly drove him back to drink. And as soon as I found out that when all other measures failed, work with another alcoholic would save the day. And then on talking to the person, it would be amazingly lifted up and set on his feet. And it's a design for living that works in rough going. And, you know, that's what I think, too, because I can get into the bondage of self. Just because I'm recovered doesn't mean I don't have problems, doesn't mean that I don't get in the bondage of self. But a way for me to get out of bondage to self is helping somebody else, and with God's help, of course. And I really believe that the directions and how this is set up for us to help one another is divinely inspired by a higher power, the language of each one of our own hearts. And that's what I love about this, because, you know, it also tells me, too, how I take people through. Like, I don't want to shove this down their throat. But I've got directions here. It's not the Sherry Show. It's the Big Book way. And I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Sherry KB. Scott R., you're now ready for three, I'll bet. And then Kathy Z. will follow you.
Did you call Scott R.?
I did. Hey, good morning.
Oh, thank you. I just was unmuting and I lost. You were cut off for a second. Hi, this is Scott R., a chronic overeater in Minneapolis, and I just am calling to express my gratitude for this this call. And as a relatively new person to the program, I just want to express my gratitude. I've had a sponsor for a couple weeks, and he's been pretty clear that this is serious work. And he laid down the line yesterday and said, you know, if you're not going to take this seriously, you know, it's basically kind of helpful for me just to have him be that clear. I realize that he's giving up his time, and I want to respect that. And I guess I'm kind of at a loss for words for what I want to say, but kind of being on the other side of things, one of the things he told me was that as part of my recovery, I really need to be on this particular call every day. And I've been pretty successful doing that, and I've really gotten a lot out of it. This is the first time I've talked, and just want to express my deep gratitude to all you sponsors out there for the work that you're putting in. And with that, I'll pass.
Thanks a lot, Scott R. You know, we're going to have some time for probably one or two more to share after Kathy Z shares, so you might want to get ready. We're on page XVI, Roman numeral XVI, forward to the second edition, and unpacking the first paragraph today that starts with prior to his journey. But in the meantime, we're going to listen to what Kathy's experience has been with this particular direction of the book, Big Book. Hi, Kathy. 3 minutes for you, madam.
Good morning. This is Kathy, recovering compulsive eater, and very grateful to be here this morning and have the opportunity to share. You know, when I was working on my first three steps, just opening and embarking on the journey of working through the Big Book, all of a sudden I was already starting to think about way ahead when I was going to sponsor. Oh my gosh, how am I going to sponsor? How could I possibly do this? Oh my gosh, I can't do that. I don't know enough, you know. So that's kind of the way that my mind works, is I'm always figuring out in my head why I can't do something to keep me from doing something. And my sponsor gently said, you know, you're getting ahead of yourself. You don't need to get ahead of yourself. And after a couple of weeks working with her and starting in the Big Book, she encouraged me to reach out. And I thought, well, how can I do that? I don't have enough experience. Here's that you know, the negative thinking. I don't have enough experience. I'm not this. I'm not that. My food addiction doesn't match up to their food addiction. You know, I just kept thinking about all these things. And she just said, it's okay. You can reach out with your experience, strength, and hope for where you are now. And it was wonderful, wonderful advice for her to give to me, because I was able to reach out. I was able to connect with newcomers. I was able to share the foundation, I believe, of my recovery process, which is finding my higher power, learning how to trust my higher power, and turning over my will to my higher power. And I'm just at the beginning of the Big Book. I don't know a whole lot as far as Big Book study. But I do know what the foundation is of my recovery. And by sharing that with others and newcomers, and even with people that aren't in program, just people at work or the doctor's office or people that say, geez, you're looking really great. What are you doing? You know, just by sharing, I am sharing and bringing the message. And so I just want to let anyone out there know, if you're if your thought process is anything like mine, is just to pray and ask God how you can be a light and carry this message to people. Sometimes it's just really simple. It's just sharing. And I'm very thankful for that opportunity, and it's blessed me over and over and over again. And I've made new friends in the program, newcomers, and it's just been such a blessing. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you, Kathy Z. The line will be open probably for two and a half minute shares. Would anyone like to do that?
Hi, this is Sandy B from California.
I have Sandy
B.
Charlene from Baltimore.
Charlene, I'm so sorry. I have Sandy V and Britt V, and if we get going started right away here, they'll have 2.5 minutes. But, let's get going. You're on, Sandy V.
Thank you so much, Melanie. I'm Sandy V from California, and I appreciate your service, and I appreciate everyone who shared and also everyone who's listening. While I was going through the 12 steps with my sponsor, I was panicked at the thought of sponsoring. I was even waking up at night in a sweat. I was so afraid that I didn't have what it took in order to sponsor. And right 10 minutes before I was supposed to call my sponsor, I made a quick call to someone, and I told her I would be willing to sponsor her. And It was amazing. I wouldn't have made that outreach call except that I knew I was going to talk to my sponsor and she was going to ask me about that. And I have to say, it's such a joyous experience for me to sponsor. It's so life-giving, and it makes me so happy to get into the big book. And I'm really understanding when I've heard people share, it's not about me. It's about helping my sponsee to connect with her higher power. And she is, in a deeper way. And it helps me to get out of the fear and any ego or trying to direct. But it's just, it's such a fulfilling experience. And I'm beginning to, even though I knew God, you know, I'm having a deeper relationship because I'm understanding, I'm catching myself when I'm getting into fear or resentment. And it makes me so happy knowing that, as I hear all the time, you move a muscle, you know, you change a life. It makes me so happy to know that just because I'm willing to sponsor, that it's making such a positive difference in my sponsee's life. And I look forward to sponsoring more. Thank you for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you, Sandy V. Yeah, thank you so much. Britt V, if you would press star one, you've got 2.5 minutes yourself here now, and then we'll close out the recorded portion of the meeting. Britt V, star one. Got this silent pause here. Would anyone else like to take two? Let's see, what time is it? Take 2 minutes since Britt isn't stepping up here.
Hi, this is Britt V. In the
well, there you are.
Yes, sorry.
Yeah.
I am a compulsive overeater in New Mexico. I am in 1 month and 17 days of abstinence. However, I had to find a second sponsor. I am not through all of the readings. I am not through the 12 steps. This is my third go around in the last 20 years. But I want to give hope to people that are new on the lines, that although I'm still in the agony of not having been recovered, some changes are happening in my life, and I'm very excited to recognize, having read this paragraph with all of you today, that it doesn't matter where we are in our recovery, each one teach one. When we share the good news of recovery with others, when we support one another, when we say, hey, you can do it, you're worth it, when we share what is in the big book, when we share that hope, we are doing a service not only to others but to ourselves, and we're forwarding our own recovery. And I'm just so excited to be a part of this group, and I can't wait till I'm actually qualified to be a sponsor, because I know that it will be a very enjoyable experience. Thank you all very much. So many of you have inspired me. I listen as often as I can. I really appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you very, very much. Have a beautiful day. With that, I pass.
Thank you, Britt V. Spot for a 2-minute share. Would like someone like to take that real quick?
Hi, I'm Charlene.
It's yours. Hi, Charlene. First initial of your last name, madam.
A.
Got it. Okay.
I'm calling from Baltimore.
2 minutes are yours.
Thanks. I just wanted to say thank you. Although I'm new to this meeting time, I'm not new to a vision for you. There's a face-to-face meeting that I attend in Baltimore at 6:15. But I thank you so much for the shares on sponsoring. I have my first sponsee today. Finished the 12 steps by the grace of God about 2 to 3 weeks ago. And so I'm excited to share my experience, strength, and hope. And just wanted to say thank you for those that talked about the importance of sponsoring and the fact that that's a one good way to keep what I have and to maintain abstinence. So thanks for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Charlene. Thank you again to everyone that shared today. Thank you. This is the first Tuesday of the month. grateful for the team that's been assembled here today to make sure this happens every Tuesday for our studying purposes. Grateful for your loyalty and appreciate you very, very much as we continue to work together for the rest of the month. So let's see. Stick around. We're going to have some more meeting after the recording stopped. Want to get your pen and paper out for newcomers and sponsors and notes about the announcements that are coming up. But in the meantime, to close this particular meeting out, let's get started, Kathleen. Oh, if you would please read A Vision for You. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. Appreciate you.
Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you.